Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because there's no more checks. None. Done. Please like this video. Please subscribe to the channel. But let's get right into it. I'm going to start out of the country, then I'm going to come back here. Paper checks. I love getting a check from somebody. You get your tax refund, you get a check. Comes in the mail, just an exciting time. Singapore, their national banking system just made an announcement that they will no longer accept checks for payment or issue checks. No bank can issue them. You cannot write them to anybody that's involved with any of the Singapore banking system as of January 1st, 2026. Wow, that's wild. Now, what they're stating is bank fraud. And they're stating that people that use the float, where you write a check and, hey, Dan, here's your check. But the funds may not be there for a couple of days. And you're like, I hope I get that other money and put it in there. And then Dan puts his check in a couple of days later. And sure enough, the check is good then. Okay? They want to get rid of that. They just introduced a new system that is an electronic banking system that makes it so they can receive payments and issue payments instantaneously. So if you write a payment to somebody, and I want to pay Dan $10,000, you better have the 10 grand in your account because the payment will not go through. It will eliminate bad checks, it will eliminate people floating, it'll eliminate check fraud. They have a real problem with the check fraud right now in Singapore, and they want to eliminate this completely. By doing that, it's going to make it so that everybody's going to have instant payment systems. And again, they cite the same thing that we cite here, that these check systems and paper checks are just a recipe for fraud and for people changing the amounts and washing and everything that we've talked about over the course of the last 2 years. Now, what do you think about that? Because what's going to happen is it goes to the digital payment system. They're going to know everything about you, and you're not going to have the ability to, have any privacy, write a check, not be there. It's going to be in your bank account, and you're going to have it registered and use this online system. You can say, "Sit down, flipping Singapore. Who cares? I'm never going there." Well, wait a second. The federal government, the United States, issued a mandate that they will not allow paper checks anymore for payments as of September 30th, 2025. Yes, you heard me right. So you're not going to be able to write a check to the federal government or get a check. And again, the thrill of a tax refund. Remember that? Oh my gosh. You see that little, beige colored envelope with the feds on it? You just know, oh my gosh, there's my check. And you just relish that. Well, done. It's going to be an electronic payment now. Now, think about this. There are 46 million people right now that get government payments. You better have an electronic program set up because you are no longer going to get a check. So they still anticipate that there's almost a million people that get paper checks every month from the feds. And these people are done. You're just not going to be able to get these paper checks anymore. Who gets affected by this? People on Social Security and disability beneficiaries. Think about it. Children, okay, that get checks, and maybe you have a custodian, a guardian, or other parent that's still alive that has the check and deposits the check and saves it for the child, hopefully. No, not anymore. Has to have a bank account attached to it. Taxpayers receiving IRS refunds via check. Done. Done, done, done. Veterans benefit recipients, same thing, it's done. And I heard a terrible statistic today that one out of two veterans have PTSD. That's awful, and we're not doing enough for them. Federal contractors and vendors that are paid via check. And again, man, nothing is better than getting a check. It just isn't. It's, hey, it's payday. When are you going to issue my check? We're going to mail it to you. Okay. It's wild. I mean, this program is done. What you need to do, you need to sign up for direct deposit. and have a direct deposit system. Now, let's say you don't have that. You don't have a bank account. You can get a prepaid debit card and get your electronic payments that way. And you can also make payments that way. But guys, think about this. There's no more writing checks to the government for your taxes. Quarterly payments. Guys, I would go out and get cashier's checks and make my quarterly tax payments. No, not anymore. Got to be electronic. Have to do it, Dan. No delay, no nothing. That's it. Got it? So, you know, they say, stay updated. You know, please understand that government, you know, your IRS payments, your federal student loan payments, no more checks, none. Applications and licensing fees for anything that you do with the federal government, you're done. You're done, guys. You're done doing that. Are there any exceptions? People that don't have a bank account in a rural area. I mean, you'd have to be hillbilly festival bound, but then do you have a bank account? Okay, I'm thinking deep south. I'm thinking places like that. Emergency and hardship situations. Now think about this. This is going to create an emergency and a hardship because we really need that money. Oh, okay, let me see if I can get a check request done for you. You know what I mean? Get an account set up, guys. You know, some law enforcement and national security payments, okay, which is stuff that we won't talk about. You know what I mean? It's like we're not, you know, authorized for that. But again, we're going to a global system where you're going to have more and more people that are not going to have a check system. This is the end of cash too, guys. That's where this is leading. Because if we don't take checks, we're sure not going to take cash. You know, a lot of brokerage firms no longer allow money orders anymore. And you can sit there and say, why is that a big deal? Well, I'm telling you guys, you go out and you get a bunch of cash. Let's say you do illegal activity and you get paid with cash, or you dance for someone with money, or you go buy money orders and then make your payments with it. Well, now you got brokerage houses, the majority of them, that will not take a money order as a deposit anymore. Well, wait a second. Why not? Well, because the money order came from cash. Hello? Oh, okay. So it's leading to you doing nefarious and bad things, and they want to eliminate that. What this is Big Brother watching us and making sure that it's all done. Now, Singapore, let's go back to those guys for a second. Remember about 20 years ago, the kid that spray painted, I think, the side of a train car and got caned with that? I think it was Clinton. Oh, may have been, you know, longer than that. It may have been the 90s, because I think Clinton was president and he tried to step in and it didn't do much. So it was like, hey, sometimes it's good to get hit with a stick. I like that. I'm sure he said it just like that. Anyways, the point is that Singapore is not the place to do this. I wonder what the penalty would be for bouncing somebody a check if they would cane a kid for spray painting the side of either a building or a train car, whatever the heck he did. He was a bad kid, bad seed, okay? So let me know. Now, every time I do this, we talk about this stuff. I haven't written a check in 12 years. Okay. So just remember that, guys. Remember that when you're getting a refund, you're getting things. You know, let's say you overpaid for something. Okay, I know somebody that overpaid for their pool cleaning and had to get a refund. Write me a check now. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, think about this. We don't write checks. Well, I've got to figure out how to issue a refund. Imagine that shenanigans festival. Procter & Gamble just raised the prices of all their products to make it so that everything's going to be more expensive. And they blame tariffs on this. They make Bounty paper towels. They make Metamucil soap. They make all that stuff. And again, guess what, guys? The revenue's up too. Huh. Okay. So I love the complaints that the world's going to end because of the tariffs, but Procter & Gamble made more money. But listen, we want you to understand that this is not going to continue. We don't want people to suffer. Okay. People are going to buy paper towels. They're going to curse you, Procter & Gamble, for overcharging us, but that's what they're going to do. Bed Bath & Beyond, remember that story, had the 20% coupons, only reason to go in there? Well, they went down for the count in 2023, and we talked about that 2 years ago, and they were bought by Overstock.com and became an online retailer. Well, they're going to reopen under a new name, and I was like, oh, what's that? Why would they do that? Well, now it's Bed Bath & Beyond Home, okay? that about to be on home, okay? And I'm like, really, that's your big announcement? Okay, so they're going to open up in Tennessee first. They're going to have 5 stores in that area, and then they're going to open more Bed Bath & Beyond Home around the country. Isn't that great? So let's hope they bring the 20% coupon back to those people in Tennessee as they start a new store. In all we talk about is people having a difficult time right now, and you're going to reopen a retail store right now. Look at Home right now. Okay, and they're not Bed Bath & Beyond Home. They're just at home. And they filed for bankruptcy. It's funny. Their liquidation is a joke. I went in there because they had inventory. And it was nice that they had merchandise inside the store. But there's no deals in there. Not till it gets to 50 or 80% off. But that'll be all the crap that nobody wants. So there's that. Dr. Marvin sent me a great story about a woman that was from New York, Sarah from New York. Sarah from New York went and applied for an apartment, and she had relatively good credit. And she was denied for the apartment because when they checked her credit card company, it was reported to her that she was dead. So they kind of threw her credit for a loop because dead people don't pay rent. That's what she had learned. So how about this? This happens, guys. How many times a year? Dr. Marvin sent me this. It's such a great story. This happens 12,000 times a year that somebody who is alive gets reported as dead on their credit report. And then you get somebody who is dead that cannot, to save their lives, is getting credit offers. So I've witnessed that firsthand, guys, firsthand. So wild story, guys. Read that below. Warren Buffett made a huge sale. He sold 25% of his VeriSign company. That's the company that registers domain names and things like that. I'm telling you guys, this company, Berkshire Hathaway, it's not going to be the same thing without this guy. I'm just telling you that. You know, I know there's people that hate that guy so much out there. They do not like Warren Buffett. I get it. I totally get it. But this company will not be the same without this guy. Not at all. So you're gonna see this over and over and over again with everything that's going on right now. Another warning from Google about your email. I'm telling you guys, if you see anything that looks suspicious, don't click on it. Don't put your name to it. Don't log into it. Just stay away from it. You know, you just have to, because it's so bad right now and people don't get it. People just don't get it. They think, oh gosh, it's from Google. It must be legit. They're going to reach out again if it's serious, and make sure that what you click on, make sure it's legitimately from them. Look at the web address. Look at everything, because they're getting your passwords. They're stealing bank information. And again, this stuff, I'm telling you guys, this has nothing to do with your VPN. This is just stupidity with, oh yeah, well, here's my social, you know? So you guys have heard so many stories over the last few months about the healthcare data. It's so valuable. Nothing is more valuable than your healthcare data. It's the most valuable thing out there. Now, we talk a lot about a few things. There is a HOA in Long Island that is issuing different reports for people and writing them up for having gardens that are too big. Now, if you live in an area like this and you have a lush garden, who's watching? Who's out there looking at these houses on the hill and stuff like that? Well, no, Dan. Your foliage is too big. We wrote you up. And they're fining people. Listen, this is above the 6-inch limitation. It's nuts. Read the story below, because it's insane. It will infuriate you, and it's insane. There is a township in Montgomery County in Illinois that everybody's taxes, property taxes, went up. The woman that they highlighted in the story, she started with $767 a year in property taxes, and it just went to $10,000. So a 1,500% increase. She says, I cannot afford this. I am going to lose my home, and so many other people are going to lose their homes. Well, in 2007, okay, almost 18 years ago, people were told that, hey, we need to reassess these properties out in this one county because they're not adjusted properly for what's real. Okay, so they're charging people, listen to this, 33 and a third percent of the land value. Imagine here, imagine your property tax going to 200 grand. We have a thing called Prop 13, which is basically 1%, but because of the scumbag politicians, they've added different fees and trash fees and water fees, and 1% went to about 1.2 to 1.3, depending on where you live. And if you have a new community, they can charge you an extra percentage, 1%, for the roads and shenanigans like that. Okay. Final story, which don't forget, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live that you can sign up for. It's uncensored content. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. But the final story is this. You know, we talk about how the average person is struggling. Some subprime borrowers, people that have bad credit that are borrowing cars, they're 3.5 times more likely to be delinquent on things like auto loans and their credit cards. It has been announced that the highest percentage of people that are having credit card problems right now are the wealthy, people with high credit balances that are seeing a 20% increase in the last 60 days with their credit payments not being made on time. Uh-oh. Well, that's serious. Yeah, it is. But again, people get satisfaction. There's people that are going to be like, yeah, look at the comments below, because you'll see people cheering that. Okay, good. I'm glad the rich people are having a bad time. You know, so with that being said, you know, I Love Payments. It's a great website, but it talks about, you know, a lot of finance stuff. But they were talking about this and how people just are behind. People, you know, thought they were going to make more money. And as we go to spring and summer, things are going to improve. But if your employer's not doing well, you're not going to do well. That's what people, you know, need to have a little lesson with, in that, you know, the overtime that you used to get, now there's no tax in overtime. Well, you're lucky if you get overtime. So once again, you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And that's the email address. And I always love the stories that you guys send me. I love the regional stuff. And I have so many contributors, and I appreciate each and every one of you. But make it good, and just get ready. If you are one of the people that relies on a government check, or you have an old relative, check on them and make sure they're set up, because the last thing you don't want Mildred not to get her check come September. You know what I mean? September 30th is the last day, and they're going to cut this off. We told you so. So make sure you help these people get set up with these payments. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. Make good choices. Be nice to everybody, guys. Okay? You don't know what they're going through. Remember that. I'll see you soon.